the vote was 75-5 in favor of unionizing.
To have such an overwhelming, lopsided vote in favor of a union, I think, is a good sign of things to come.
That's American Federation of Teachers President Brian Kennedy. 80% of UW-Superior's faculty voted. History professor Joel Cypress says this vote is as much for the students as it is for faculty.
And I'm not just talking about salaries for instructors and salaries for faculty, but the university in Wisconsin and the universities all over the country have struggled over the last couple decades to maintain the level of funding that they need to really deliver a high-quality education to students, and something like faculty unionization is going to make it easier for us to argue for the resources we need.
Meanwhile, Kennedy says every campus has a union organizing committee. Many started soon after the state legislature authorized faculty to unionize last year. Up until then, it had been against the law for teachers to collectively bargain. Kennedy says UW-Eau Claire's faculty of 370 will vote next Tuesday and Wednesday, but it may be months before other campuses follow suit, especially Milwaukee and Madison.
Obviously because of size, but as more and more campuses organize, there will certainly be more pressure on the faculty and academic staff on the two research institutions to organize as well.
There are 6,500 faculty members in the UW system. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.